We've asked them each to bring in the most powerful smell. Yes, smell, widely renowned for working well on television.
So it's a powerful smell that you've brought in. It's something, if you've used your brains, will appeal to me. Ian Stirling, welcome to the show. What smell have you brought in?
Oh, I didn't realise you had to enjoy it.
I just had to be powerful. That's
yeah, so I farted in a jar.
It's true. There it is.
What have you been eating?
There's a Greggs on the end of my street and a McDonald's not far from it.
Yeah.
And the other day, I was hungover and got a Greggs sausage roll on the way to the McDonald's.
Wow.
I've taken a sample from the fart in the jar. So you have the choice to smell the powerful smell if you want.
Well, I think we all know this is going to end, don't we?
How did you get it from the big jar into the...
Funnels! It's unbelievable.
Oh, my God! Powerful. Powerful. Powerful.
I was horrified by the fart in the jar, but Alex's face redeemed it, so I think you're in the running. Congratulations.
Wow.
Hello, Joe.
Hi, Al. How are you?
Alex.
I'm good, thank you.
Thanks.
Build the best volcano. You have 10 minutes to design your volcano blueprint.
You then have 20 minutes to build and demonstrate your volcano.
Your time starts now.
What have we got to build with?
We need cork. Yeah?
It's like bicarbonate of soda and something. Or then what's the kind of the one that, like, Mentos and cola? Was that, is that a thing?
Mentos. Yeah? That'll go up like a like Christmas. Come on! As many as you can physically get in there.
We can do a few more than that, I reckon.
Put them all in. Josh is there, Rob's right at the top, Bob's down there, Noel's purse there, and Catherine's here. They're all conquerors. This is dedicated to all the champions of champions. I hope to join you all one day on this magnificent volcano. Go in. Up. No.
It's a 10-minute drop in.
We've all been there.
Increasingly, I find. I mean, I'm so genuinely heartbroken by it. I can't even begin to ridicule you. I think it's a crying shame. The engineering, the vision, and then that. And then the cry of, I'll see you in the champion of champions. it's a Shakespearean tragedy.
How do you feel?
I genuinely don't want to talk about it.
That's absolutely fine.
Hello, mate.
Oh, hello, Lou. Please stand this side of the rope.
So...
Fuck it.
Yeah. Travel the furthest distance while making a constant noise with your mouth.
You must start travelling in 30 seconds from now.
So it's going to be a constant noise?
Yeah, I'm going to release you...
Oh, OK.
..in 25 seconds
I'm now. A bit out of breath, you see.
Any sort of noise with your mouth?
Just briefly, why were you out of breath before you did the task?
The walk across the field. I just walked across the field. And I genuinely started reading the task going, how have I got out of breath? I need to reassess everything.
Oh, listen, I mean, it's almost certainly an underlying heart problem.
Good. Here are Paul Sinnott and Ian Sterling, together forever.
Off you go.
We stopped.
I got tired.
Where did? Sorry, I got tired as well. Where did you stop?
Here.
On my trousers.
You got it on your leg.
Yeah. You took a breath right at the.
Did I?
The flag. Yeah. Why did you do that?
I ran out of breath.
Ran out of breath. So you needed to breathe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have very poor vital capacity.
You're not. Yes. No, I saw that. Oh well. Thank you.
Bye. But I'm gonna have to rewind that.
Very poor vital capacity.
Yeah.
But how lovely to see one of the deleted scenes from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Played out for 8 seconds. Ian, you know, pretty funky attempt, but. That was not a continuous sound.
It wasn't. The beat in between, there was the beat.
Oh, the silence between those beats.
There wasn't any.
If it was a beat, it sounded to me like you were saying Butter Gazza over it.
I was saying Boots and Cats.
Boots and Cats.
That's how you do beatboxing.
Is it?
Boots and Cats. Boots and Cats. Boots and Cats. Boots and Cats. Boots and Cats.
You just caught me on the ear there, Paul.
Oh, sorry, that just caught me on the...
Are you all right?
You're all right? Yeah, no, it's fine. Welcome.
I do apologise, Alex.
I don't trust a thing you say, okay. Alex. No. I don't know what's going on now. No. I'm getting nervous and there's, like, blood on that.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, you clever man.
Oh. Make the most realistic injury using food.
You have 5 minutes to choose your ingredients, then 10 minutes to make your realistic injury.
If two or more people use tomato ketchup, they're disqualified. I won't go that basic.
It's a challenging double bluff, isn't it?
Your time starts now.
Now, Ian Sterling.
Why? Why have you done this to me? I can't feel my toes.
I mean, horrific. But I honestly think if I was called in to look at that injury, I would go, oh, my God, are those baked beans?
Because he sawed my leg off of a baked bean tin.
Ah. Oh, there is some logic.
Mm. Oh, there's always logic. Sometimes it's more hidden than others. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Little Horn's 2019 catalogue.
It's me.
Sexy.
Dream boy.
Choose an outfit that the contestant whose first name comes after yours alphabetically must wear throughout a future task.
L-M. We're looking for an M.
It doesn't have to be directly after yours in the alphabet.
Oh, any, so Paul, L-M-N-O-P, Paul Sinner, for example.
Lou, no. Joe, no.
The other one?
Ian, no.
No, well, it is Ian, because there's no one after you.
Oh, you could have just said that.
I could have.
You have 2 minutes to make your choice.
Your time starts now.
J.
Yeah, there's a contestant called Joe.
Oh, yeah. Oh!
Can you eat them? Can you say purple?
As a flavour?
Yeah, is that...
I mean, just because of the colour, like maybe beetroot. It's not that, but it's something. Right. I don't know what that is.
Minty.
I'd honestly say that tastes like toothpaste. I mean, I don't...
That tastes like charcoal. Burnt. Burnt. Burnt.
OK, so I've got purple, mint and burnt.
That tastes like burnt toast.
Bread. Burnt bread. That's burnt again. Can you not be the... It's cracking. Oh, wow.
Would you like a glass of water?
Yeah. That's bad. Cocoa powder.
Like the husk, like the bit of a peanut that you throw away.
Oh! Just vinegar. It's sort of fishy, though.
That's sweet, but in a really weird way. Like, I don't know. Almost kind of, almost a honey, but
fishy vinegar.